broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along. Sam Bushman, Kurt Cosby on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for July the 29th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is Hour 2, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Kurt Cosby's with me, localhoneyman.com, his website. Check it out, raw honey delivered directly to your door. You can also email Kurt at libertyroundtable.com. That's C-U-R-T at libertyroundtable.com. Or you can call or text 801-669-2211. So Joshua Phillip is a journalist with the Epoch Times. And there's a 19-minute and 30-second interview that I'm going to be playing back one of these days here soon that I did with Josh Phillips at Freedom Fest. Joshua Phillip, by the way, is a journalist at the Epoch Times, an investigative reporter. He's also the host of a program called Crossroads. Kurt, are you familiar with Crossroads at all?
Nope. Right. I don't mean to be flippant about it. I'm unaware of it.
No, there's a lot of information everywhere.
I wish I understood everything. I just can't get it all, Sam.
Yeah, you might want to watch for it. The Joshua Phillip Crossroads. I learned about it when I was at Freedom Fest. So, don't beat yourself up. There's just a lot of new people doing a lot of new things that are wonderful. For example, I saw the Epoch Times a long time ago, and I was just kind of like, nah, another foreign news service. I don't know if I trust them or whatever. And then Kurt educated me a little bit on them and spent more time looking into them. And so I've learned more about the Epoch Times, and I'm quite impressed with them. And now that I've interviewed Joshua Phillip, I really have begun to understand what makes it tick. And when you get to know people involved in the organization and the people that are the investigative reporters, we've done that with WorldNet Daily as well. We've gotten to know a lot of their investigative reporters. We've had some of them appear at events with us and speak on the same stages we've been on and everything else. And so you start to gain a little bit of trust and a little bit of respect for these people. So I'm learning about it too, Kurt. That's not a criticism. It's just another great resource out there. Crossroads from Joshua Phillip with the Epoch Times. A senior reporter there doing a great job, and I sat down with him in person, shook his hand, interviewed him. It'll be a 19-minute, 20-second interview, basically 20-minute interview coming up over the next several days. I'm also so enamored with the Epoch Times these days, Kurt. I'm starting to find most of my news between WND.com and the Epoch Times these days because they're just so prolific in their writing. That and the John Birch Society New American Magazine. I mean, those are probably the top three solid reporting resources that we have today. Now, I'm not saying we can't pull stories from other places, but I'm saying they're doing such a stellar job. Now, when I like a group enough or when I feel strongly enough about a subject, Kurt, as you know, I kind of go to work and find ways to promote them a little bit more. And so I found a video from Epoch Times. And some say Epoch Times, some say Epoch Times. It's both, according to Josh Phillips in my interview. Just depends on your pronunciation. Both are fine. He actually says both in this video. But what I did is I basically ripped the audio from the video. I tweaked it all up, and I made a 60-second commercial out of it to help promote the Epoch Times. I'm not getting a penny for this, folks. But I'm just telling you, I want to encourage people to go to sources that I believe have credibility, that report the news, that don't have an agenda to destroy America, that don't have an agenda to promote communism and socialism, that don't have an agenda to betray the people. Okay, and I really have some healthy respect for the Epoch Times. Cameron's got this commercial that I created out of the audio that came from an Epoch Times video on their website. Here it is.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. They're not out to tell you the truth of what's happening. They're out to tell you the picture of the world they represent. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in facts, and prevent people from being misled. This isn't just a mission of the paper, it's a mission of those involved in it. It's something we truly believe in. The Epoch Times is a nonpartisan media. That means we don't stand for any political party. Our values are truth. This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth. Subscribe today and join the Americans who are seeking truth and tradition. We'd love to have you on board.
There you have it, Kurt. I don't get a penny for that, but I put that together and created an audio piece. I get behind that. You know what? We want to ground all statements in facts. We want to jettison parties. We want to stand for the truth in the media. I mean, I'm on board with that whole statement. By the way, that was Josh Phillips himself, Kurt. Or Josh Phillip, I should say. I keep wanting to say Phillips, but it's not. It's no S. Joshua Phillip is his name. Anyway, what do you think of that commercial, Kurt?
I really like it, Sam. It's well done. Good work once again. I will say this with regard to the Epoch Times and WorldNet Daily as well that concerns me, but there's a phrase, ladies and gentlemen, that you got to understand, and it's called lawfare. And, you know, to understand that phrase, you got to think of the word warfare, and you just fit the word law into the part where it's war, and, you know, you might want to call it war lawfare or law warfare, something like that. But the bottom line is with many of these instances, whether it's Rush Limbaugh program or Sean Hannity, you know, Fox News, you go on down the list, they've been threatened. When I say threatened, I mean by these attorneys, and especially in these instances from these big voting machine companies, for example, Dominion, they've been threatened to say, look, if you talk more about these things, then we'll either sue you or we are suing you. And so Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow, basically says that's exactly how they're keeping these stories out of the mainstream or any media, almost any media. And that's what I see even happening there at the Epoch Times and WorldNet Daily. Now, I don't have any proof of that, but I'm telling you, if there is, you know, my main proof right now is that I'm aware of a situation coming up in less than a month where $5 million has been offered to anyone who can prove that the information that Mike Lindell has about the voting situation, if they can prove it false, you know, they can get the $5 million. Now, you know, why wouldn't the Epoch Times or the WorldNet Daily guys have a story about that, Sam? And I will simply tell you that, in my opinion, it's probably the same thing that's happened with so many other media sources, and they, you know, are a little bit concerned when it comes to these numerous lawsuits that are flying around out there.
I think you're spot on this, Kurt, and I think that term is recently brought to my attention, this lawfare term, and I agree that it's law warfare. It's basically when you use the law, manipulated version of the law, to go after your opponents, to render them unable to pursue other interests because they're so tied up in defending themselves from this, quote, lawfare, to where eventually they know nothing will stick, but it's a way to grind somebody down in the courts. It's called paper terrorism. It's lawfare. It's, you know, just squash somebody. And you're right. I'm fearful that the Epoch Times might be forced into that discussion. I feel like WND already has been struggling with some of that. Joseph Farah and Dave Kapilian and some of these others have. Is it Dave? No, it's not Dave Kapilian. What's his name? Shoot.
I'm pretty sure that's the last name for sure. But
Kapilian,
the writer, he's a writer there at WorldNet Daily, right?
Yeah, he's more than a writer. He's like the senior editor there too, but yeah.
Okay.
David Kapilian. Yeah, it's David. Yeah. I said David, okay. And it sounded wrong, but it's David Kapilian, I think. Anyway, and more of these people are starting to kind of cry uncle, saying, you know what, they're just burying us. Our ability to even do anything is shut down. Mike Lindell speaking out boldly about that as well. And I want to get into the Mike Lindell thing and the vote fraud thing a little bit more, because I have something to some things to report on that. But I first want to finish. I wanted to promote the Epoch Times a little bit, but I also wanted to talk about this article that you brought up last hour. I don't think we had time to really drill in and do it justice, Kurt. That's why I wanted to kind of bring it back for focus. Alarm sounded. COVID shot mandates pose risk to millions. Serious side effects have been identified and may cause death. Bob Unruh, WND.com. This is worthy of a discussion, Kurt, because if they're reporting the truth on this, and I believe WND is, I've watched them for a long time and they're credible. I look at this and I go, are they going to let this information be told or not, Kurt? It's a really serious question.
Well, so your question is, are they, or in other words, is the mainstream media going to pick up on this story?
Well, do you think the word will get out how dangerous these vaccines are and that people are putting the alarm bells up? Who's promoting the alarm bells on this, Kurt?
I think the word's getting out through the system that you've claimed, the new media. You called it the new media taking center stage. And there's more and more.
Sure, too.
Yeah, and there's more and more sources for people to get this information. And it's, you know, it's getting out there. Now, on the other hand, if you're a standard, you know, like a NPR listener, or maybe you're an AP lover, that kind of thing, I don't think you're going to get it. Do you, Sam?
No. And that's kind of my point, is that you better start focusing on who you're listening to and who you're watching. I'll tell you that right now. But alarm sounded. Who's sounding the alarm? Bob Unruh is reporting it when we get back. Who's sounding the alarm that the COVID shot poses risk to millions, that it could be dangerous, could seriously injure you and or kill you? Let's talk about it in seconds with Kurt Crosby on your radio.
Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year: South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fund, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I am with Kurt Crosby on your radio. We're talking about this alarm sounded. COVID shot mandates pose risk to millions. Serious side effects have been identified. Ladies and gentlemen, that's interesting. Serious side effects have been identified and may cause death. You say, who is putting this threat forward? WND.com, Bob Unruh, is one of them, but it's on a bunch of alternative new media taking center stage websites, ladies and gentlemen. But tell us about these comments, who they come from, what the details are, Kurt. This is riveting.
Well, once again, hats off to our buddies there at WorldNet Daily, Bob Unruh, with this piece, you know, he quotes, he says, the chief of an influential physicians organization that represents doctors in a multitude of practices is warning that making COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory could endanger millions. These are comments that are coming from Dr. Paul Kempen, doctor or MD, you know, after his name. He leads the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. He was responding to a call from a coalition of medical organizations, many with far left agendas, for making shots of experimental vaccines mandatory for health workers. He said, quote, as we move towards full FDA approval of the currently available vaccines, all healthcare workers should get vaccinated for their own health and to protect their colleagues, families, residents of long-term care facilities, and patients. This is not a quote from him. This is a quote from the American Medical Association, American Pharmacists Association, American Psychiatric Association, and the American Public Health Association, and dozens of others that are agreeing with this. But Kempen, this guy that basically heads this thing called the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, responds. He says, as of mid-July, 30 million people have recovered from COVID-19 in the U.S. and have natural immunity. Vaccination of these persons confers only risk with little to no benefit. Yet these mandates do...
Before you go on, let me stop you there, because he says 30 million have recovered and have natural immunity. There's only 34 million, according to the claim by the government, a totally infected total. So there's only 4 million people that haven't quite either recovered yet, or maybe some of them have died. You know, I don't know, but 30 million out of 34 million have recovered and have natural immunity already. So think about that. If you let that spread to the nation, I'm not saying I want everybody to get COVID, but I am saying, you know, you almost, and I, don't take my words out of context. I'm not saying we should do this exactly, but I'm making the point. You remember everybody used to kind of have chicken pox parties back when I was a kid. And the goal was, hey, let's get your chicken pox now so you get an immunity to it. Sooner the better. I know it sucks as a kid, but it's better than dealing with it as an adult. Get your immunity and get it early. It was kind of the attitude and idea of most Americans back in the day. It almost reminds me of that. If you can literally go through and say, hey, you know, most people are going to come out of the other side of this thing just fine with natural immunity. It almost seems like that ought to be the goal, rather than, you know, promoting these vaccines that they're under emergency idea, under these tests that have been emergency approved. The tests aren't valid. The vaccines aren't safe, aren't effective. Doctors and physicians, not a small fry, not just your neighborhood home doctor. These are the leaders of huge groups literally coming out and saying, look, there could be serious injury and death if you proceed with this program. The warning signs are there. Will they listen? The warning signs are there. Will they trash this doctor's credibility, or will they, you know, this is a very serious crossroads we're at right now when it comes to, are we going to double down and force vaccines, double down and force everyone to take vaccines? Because you see it at Google now. You see it, as you wisely point out, Kurt, at all kinds of other large groups. And now Biden to demand that federal workers to get vaxxed, that's a question mark. But now that's even on the table, where some are saying Biden's demanding that. Is that true? If so, I mean, how many federal workers are there? Millions to be forced to get vaccinated? We're at a crossroads, and I hope we listen to these physicians, Kurt, that are standing up, putting their careers on the line for this. But I think they care more about the first do no harm principle, and that's why they're speaking out. I got to commend this doctor, Kurt.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam. And, you know, he's, I mean, basically his phrase or his statement says, vaccination of these persons confers only risk with little to no benefit, yet these mandates do not exempt them. He goes on to say, serious side effects have been identified, including paralysis and inflammation of the heart muscle, which may not resolve and may cause death. That's quite a concern. Then he says, two, he noted, as variants multiply, booster shots may be required, with increasing risk of allergic phenomena. A statement from the AAPS. Let's see, I'm trying to look up here and see what that one stands for. American Association. Well, anyway, here's the statement. noted some of the other threats that mandatory vaccinations pose. One is that although about half of the U.S. population has gotten the injections, COVID has been proliferating and hospitalizations and deaths are increasing, not diminishing, as one would expect in an effective vaccination campaign. Both vaccinated and unvaccinated persons are succumbing. Further, the group warned long-term effects of these novel genetically engineered products cannot possibly be known at this point. These could include autoimmune disorders, antibody-enhanced disease, infertility, cancer, or birth defects. The statement continues, moreover, the benefit to the public in this instance is purely hypothetical.
Ready for what this AAPS stands for?
Sure.
Association of American Physicians and Surgeons.
Okay. Anyway, and they go on.
Because physicians start with a P, right?
P, that's right. Yeah, of course a physicians. P sounds like an F. Moreover, the benefit to the public, they say, in this instance is purely hypothetical. Uninfected persons cannot transmit infection just because they are unvaccinated. Vaccinated persons can still infect others. Many medical workers already have natural immunity, and mandated shots impose risk without little or no benefit. Yet there is no provision to exempt them. Anyway, the bottom line is, it's not what we've all been told, Sam, is it?
No, it is not. And 90% of the information that they're relying on for this stuff is just guesswork. Guesswork about the test that you're even infected in the first place. How do you know it's not the flu? How do you know it's not a test that's gone awry because they use too many cycles in the test? So from the testing on to the vaccines, look, even the test was experimentally approved. Okay, they gave emergency approval. It wasn't vetted properly. Okay, now you got the same thing with the vaccines. They're not approved. They've got emergency authorization to be used in panic time, but there's no proof or stability or evidence that they're safe or effective. But they run around and say that all the time. You carry that through, and this doctor said, do you think they'll just trash his credibility now? Is he done for? Curtis, do you think at some point the weight of some of these leaders will start to make a difference on the pushback? I pray that we can make a difference. I just don't know if there's enough mojo against the onslaught of global elites who are pushing this narrative that we're all going to die. You better take experimental gene therapies to save yourself. Trust in the arm of flesh. Trust in the arm of shots. I trust in God instead, Kurt. And if I'm not meant to be on this earth, they'll say, see, he railed against this stuff and now he's dead. So you better be careful. Even if I die, Kurt, I still feel the same way that, you know what? I don't want man-made serum injected into my veins that might make me sterile, that might mess with my health in other ways. That they're now saying that, you know what, once you take the vaccinations, you have very little of your defense system or your immune system left because your body is so busy fighting that stuff. This is serious, and this is what the doctor's pointing to, Kurt.
Once again, you're right on target, and Sam, you know, it's basically just the same old thing of, you know, as you said for so many years, he who owns the media makes the rules, and if you are a current listener of this program and others on this network, then you're going to be much more informed than if you, are like an NPR addict, you know what I mean, Sam?
All I can tell you is your immune system is key. If you have underlying medical conditions, your immune system can be flat out paralyzed by this stuff. You know, how COVID-19 vaccines may destroy the lives of millions is another article that I see, Kurt. And all the different options for overcoming the COVID vaccine or COVID virus are being shut down. Any other alternative except for a vaccine, not even being talked about now in mainstream circles. Serious, serious issues, folks. All right, hang tight. Sam and Kurt, we've got a lot more on your radio. I'm Sam Bushman, he's Kurt Cosby, and you're you. Thank heavens you're you, huh? All right, Liberty Roundtable Live continues on lovingliberty.net. Nationally syndicated, iPhone and Android apps and more. Free at your fingertips. but donate and help us today, will you please?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The studies that prompted the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to change their mask guidance for vaccinated persons are not available, a spokesperson told the Epoch Times on Wednesday. They have not been published yet, the spokesperson said. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the CDC's director, told reporters on Tuesday that she had seen new scientific data from recent outbreak investigations indicating the Delta variant of the virus was presenting more uniquely than other strains. A Virginia police officer who was fired after storming the U.S. Capitol was jailed Wednesday by a federal judge because he ordered a large stockpile of guns and ammunition after his January arrest and posted online in support of future political violence. Thomas Robertson was one of the first rioters charged by the Justice Department. This is USA Radio News.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
The Senate voted Wednesday night to begin work on a nearly $1 trillion national infrastructure plan, acting with sudden speed after weeks of fits and starts once the White House and a bipartisan group of senators agreed on major provisions of the package that's key to President Joe Biden's agenda. Biden welcomed the accord as one that would show America can do big things.
Looks like you reached a bipartisan agreement on infrastructure. Fancy word for bridges, roads. Transit systems, high-speed internet, clean drinking water, cleaning up and capping the orphan wells.
Ford overcame the effects of the chip shortage to post a narrow profit in the second quarter. Ford earned net income of $561 million in the quarter, about half of what it earned a year earlier, despite the impact of the pandemic, which shut down many of its factories and dealerships during that period. This is USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So much news, so much information, hard to deal with it all, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you that right now. Now, let's talk about Mike Lindell. Let's talk about vote fraud. Let's talk about what Mike Lindell is doing. Mike Lindell is offering $5 million to anyone who could disprove his allegations of voter fraud if they show up to his cyber symposium. Now, that's an interesting claim. And again, I'm not trying to be a naysayer about this, but I'm going to be as candid and as open, as honest as I possibly can on this thing. There's a very big caveat in his claim, Kurt, which is of great concern. I'm offering $5 million to anyone who can disprove his allegations of voter fraud, but they got to show up to his cyber symposium. Well, I'm trying to go to the cyber symposium right now. And so I hunted around hard as heck to find, finally found a way, emailed the team. They took days. And they wrote me back and they said, hey, we'll consider your stuff, fill out this form. But we reserve the right to not have anybody who we don't want to go to not go. So then I fill out the form and now I'm waiting days to get back the answer. I've literally been at this for like 3 weeks now, trying to get a ticket to go to the symposium. And they reserve the right to reject whoever they want to. And I don't have back permission to even attend and get a ticket in. Never mind that I'm friendly media. Never mind that I've got incredible media credentials. I mean, I've owned a station for 10 years. FCC approved radio station for a decade. I've literally built software that over 300 radio stations use. I've been a talk show host for 25 years. I've been at the Republican National Convention live. I've been at the Republican inauguration of Donald Trump live. Many of my talk show hosts have attended Trump rallies live. Our credentials are beyond questionable at this point. They're stable as a rock. But yet, I still don't have approval to attend. So, Kurt, I don't mean to be negative on this, but I appreciate the $5 million to anyone who, you know, can prove it wrong. But if you control who goes in and who can have access to the event and you use that as your key, you're almost assured to be able to control whether you pay out $5 million or not. Anyway, I don't mean to be critical. I hope I can attend. I'm just saying at some point, I'm not very comfortable with what we're being told here. Kurt, do you want to respond to that?
Very good, Sam. Yeah, one of the things that I think is interesting, at least from my personal viewing of the video or you know the different things that are available there at frankspeech.com, you know, where this is offered, that kind of thing. You basically have Mike Lindell choosing to use whatever means he can to get information out to people. And he says, and I think you'd agree with this, that there are a lot of media that, like on these headlines, they're not all, if very few are any way, what would you say, friendly to him. At least in my opinion, they'll put little parts of what he says into the headline and to their stories, and yet the rest of them, you know, they'll twist and, you know, they're trying to basically make the things that he says look bad. Now, like you said, in your case, where you've done specific efforts, you know, that we've been working on, specific efforts to get there. I understand that at least that, you know, just like you see these deals where you go, are you a real person or a robot? You know, will you click on these things that says that you've got, you know, like a street light, you know, that kind of thing. And you can understand, at least I believe there's going to be a whole lot of people that want to be part of this, even if they're just the average American that's out there putting up a, you know, flag on their truck or, you know, they're concerned with the elections because of what they saw. You know, they're wanting to be part of this too. So I'm pretty sure they've got kind of a, I guess you could say, a huge amount of response. You know, kind of like the headline for this story that says Cyber Ninjas says it's received $5.7 million in private donations to fund the Arizona ballot audit. When you're seeing that kind of a outpouring, if you will, from private citizenry to get to the bottom of things, then I'm pretty sure Mike Lindell's probably feeling a little overwhelmed, Sam. But I do agree with you that, you know, it'd be nice, especially if we'd gotten a response back and said, hey, man, we got a room for you and here's your spot and all that kind of stuff. Then, you know, we could report on that. But we don't. And, of course, that's why we try to give, you know, both sides of this issue. I will say hats off to Mike Lindell in that he understands, hey, if he's not getting, for example, coverage from Fox, he's going to just buy some more ads on there and tell folks what's happening. And, you know, he's understanding that simple idea that says that the new media is taking center stage and that you've got to have he who owns the media makes the rules. So he spends the money there to have his own Lindell TV network and that kind of thing. And so, you know, he's learned those principles, I believe. Don't you think?
I think so. Now, my only concern, though, is if Fox is ignoring you on this, don't spend more money with the folks that are ignoring you. Spend money with guys like me and others that will come to your defense and will stand and give you a fair hearing. I'm not downing Mike Lindell, but I am saying this. You know, Mike Lindell promises that his cyber symposium will be bigger than Elvis's 1973 Hawaii concert. Well, I think there's a good chance that happening, but not if you don't let guys like me attend.
You know, the thing about
that headline. And if you spend all your money with Fox, if you're not very careful, you're going to pour the money down the drain of those who are literally muzzling you, not promoting you. So we need to be, and this is the kind of the criticism I had with Ron Paul back in the day. I love Ron. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to down Ron, and I'm not trying to down Mike Lindell either. But I am trying to provide at least a little bit of guidance for some of these guys. You've got to build your own resources. You've got to support those who are doing the same. Because we can be bigger and badder and better and more if we all support one another. We desperately need your support is the point. Anyway, I think Mike Lindell is great. I think his evidence is real. I would love to attend and help support that effort. But, you know, when you say it's going to be bigger than Elvis's 1973, Hawaii concert, you know, that's going to be hard to do if nobody like me can get in. Okay, if I can't get in as a leader of the media, Kurt, can the average Joe go? Probably not. And if I can't get in as a friendly media source, who is getting in? How is it going to be big if we can't get in and go and support? I just don't know. So I'm not being critical here as much as I'm a little bit miffed. I'm a little bit frustrated, a little bit angry, a little bit. Come on now. Now, I get that they don't want all the bad guys to be there. But I also get that if we're going to really make this thing real and serious, we've got to somehow vet people and find out who your friends are, as the country song goes. If they want to call me, if they want to vet my credentials, if they want to come on the radio program and see how I treat them, any of those are possible in an instant. So I'm not being critical, but I am saying, how is it going to be bigger than a Hawaii concert if guys like me can't even attend? Who can attend is the real question, right, Kurt?
Well, exactly, and as it says on their website, frankspeech.com, under the little section that says Cyber Symposium, it says basically the symposium is not open to the public. Invitees include current politicians, cyber experts, and the media, and it's true. Just like when we tried to help Glenn Beck years ago on the border, Sam, and you did the effort to be on the inside and all that kind of stuff, and yet a lot of times the talk is less than the walk. Now, in my opinion, I'm not going to put Mike Lindell in the same spot there, but I will say that just like all of us, even he has limits to what he can get done. When it comes to this whole thing of streamed live or live streaming of this event that's coming up the 10th through the 12th of August, I think at least this nonstop 72 hours will be something that is big, and I don't
I think
know
so
about
too.
It being bigger than Elvis and that kind of thing, but I think in this case, you mentioned Ron Paul, and I agree with you, the millions and millions of dollars that were pumped into people that are less than our friends is not a good investment, in my opinion, and yet many times what it does is it wakes up people that maybe they're stuck on those things to other thing. Like, for example, let's say Mike spends time on Fox News and promotes frankspeech.com. Maybe then he gets those people that, see the light. Who knows? He's doing both
things.
There's
validity. There's validity to that point as well. Mike Lindell predicts that Biden and Harris resign after he discloses new evidence of election tampering. Kurt, do you think they're going to resign? Answer in seconds on your radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Back with you live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm not criticizing Mike Lindell, let's be very clear. There's an open invitation for Mike Lindell to come on Liberty Roundtable Live, talk about the symposium in an effort to promote it, to let people know about it, to let people watch it remotely if they can't attend in person. I know the people are not allowed to attend. It's not a public event. I get that. I mean, how big can it be if you invite thousands and thousands and thousands of people? You know, it's very difficult to accommodate all that. So I understand only the media and special politicians and people are going. And I support using the internet where people can watch it at home. It saves a lot of expense. It's a great way to promote their media channels. I think that's phenomenal, etc. And I agree with Kurt's point that, you know what, it's possible that if you go on Fox and go on some of these places that more Americans will understand Lindell TV. We'll understand frankspeech.com and we'll decide to move there for news. I think that's a good possibility, and I hope that happens for sure. Now, Mike Lindell predicts that Biden and Harris may resign after he reveals evidence of election tampering. Do you think they'll resign, Kurt?
I don't, Sam, but I do. In fact, it was interesting to me as I try to listen to as much as I can from Frank Speech, but I never heard him say that. I didn't hear him say that thing about Elvis either. I will say this, that at least there's little snippets of information that gets out even on, what would you say, unfriendly media, Sam?
Yes, you know, and so they're going to take the statements that he makes. Sometimes he might make a statement, Kurt, in jest or in joking, too. He's like, hey, this thing's going to be bigger than Elvis. You know, you say a statement like that, you're just trying to say that we're going to make this thing big and do our very best. That doesn't mean that you really believe it's bigger than the Hawaii thing either. So sometimes they take advantage of people because of their words. Any comparison you give is kind of a, if you listen to the real audio, you'll realize that it was a tongue-in-cheek statement, but yet meant to kind of highlight that we're doing our very best. But then it gets taken out of control, and they try to use that to make you sound like you're a buffoon. And the reason that I say that is I see a lot of headlines here about, you know, that kind of thing, too. Caught in a trap. Pillow CEO looks to outdo the king. Defeat suspicious mind with pro-Trump Cyberfest by Zachary Petruzzo or whatever. These aren't fair headlines. Mike Lindell's prediction for how Trump will become president is, again, so nonsensical that now Pelosi's trending. All these headlines are designed to make Mike Lindell look like an idiot. I think it's all completely bogus. My pillow guy, Mike Lindell, teams up with Alex Jones at InfoWars. Maybe true. But again, everything their headlines are trying to do, in my opinion, is discredit Mike Lindell. But there's one other statement. Mike Lindell confirms that he has no understanding of the U.S. Constitution. Now, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if he confirmed that at all. I'm going to say that that's not true. But they're saying it nevertheless, and I got an answer for Mike Lindell. If it is true that you grew up in a government school and so you weren't taught the Constitution, and if it is true that you don't have constitutional understanding, welcome to the broad class of 99% of the American people, my friend. And if that's really true, then we have answers for you. In short order, we can use people like Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Michael Perutka with the American View, Sheriff Richard Mack with the CSPOA.org, LovingLiberty.net, NCSS, National Center for Constitutional Studies. There's about 20 groups that are solidly grounded in constitutional principles that would be glad to spend a few days with you, my friend. And you could become a constitutional rocket scientist in very short order. Dr. Scott Bradley will be brought in to lecture and teach. You and your finest 50 friends can join at my expense, Mike Lindell. And we'll go ahead and share the Constitution with you in so powerful of a presentation, so clear of a way that you'll become a constitutional scholar literally overnight, my friend. That is my reach out friendly opportunity for you at my expense. So to the naysayers that might be wrongly quoting Mike Lindell out of context, shame on you if you've done that. On the other hand, if Mike Lindell's really saying he doesn't understand the U.S. Constitution, I get it. Most people don't. But that's no sin. It's no sin to not know how to read in a comparison. All we got to do is teach you to read, and then you've conquered that, right? So there's nothing wrong with not knowing. If you've grown up, you're a former drug addict, and I'm not picking on him for that. I'm just saying. And then you become a CEO. You're incredibly talented and knowledgeable and smart of a huge company. And now you're saying I'd like some time in my spare time, now that I've made it in the business world and everything else, to learn and study the Constitution so I can become a better advocate. That's a worthy statement. And it's better than acting like you know the Constitution when you don't. At least the guy's honest and candid. And we can in short order solve that little deficiency, my friend. Because that's nothing. That's just the case for most Americans, as they've indoctrinated us all down the wrong paths, the primrose path to communism and socialism. All you got to do is jettison that, unlearn the propaganda, relearn the Constitution. We can make that happen for you, my brother, in short order. Kurt, do you want to respond to my response to Mike Lindell on that?
I think you've covered it. Good work, Sam.
All right. And I don't know, is he joining up with InfoWars? If he is, I see no sin in that, Kurt.
Well, it was just, as I searched the headlines about anything on Mike Lindell, that was one of them that showed up, and I thought, well, I'm not telling you that Alex Jones is perfect, but, you might as well use all the places you can, and that's what I see as Mike Lindell is does his best to get the word out in as many ways as possible.
Amen to that. And like I say, I think that they should embrace me. I think they should embrace Alex or anybody else they can. I mean, Alex, in my opinion, whether you say he's perfect, whether you like him or not, I'm here to defend him and say he's better than the mainstream press. I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. By far. So I'm going to defend Alex Jones. And if Mike Lindell is working with those guys, hey, better than teaming up with the mainstream press. I'll give you that credit. Sidney Powell, I want to focus on this at the end of the hour as best we can. Sidney Powell to assist jailed Jan 6th prisoners. Inmate letter sheds light on jail conditions. Kurt, this is sad, but I want you to read this letter because I think it's really worthy of discussion.
The letter from her where she's basically saying, today is my 3-month anniversary, this is a letter from
a personal message from Sidney. Dear Patriots.
Okay, so you're okay. Yeah, sorry about that.
That's the letter she wrote,
right? I was on the wrong one. Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, there's a lot of headlines, folks, and we can't get to them all, so I'm trying to get to the most important stuff the quickest if I can.
This says,
is a letter directly
Patriots,
written from Sidney.
Right. According to our Constitution, everyone is entitled to a defense when all the power and might of the United States is brought to bear against an individual. It's a fundamental right to counsel long recognized by the Supreme Court. Defending the Republic is stepping up to assist as much as we can with coordination, resources, and consultation with the lawyers who are defending those still accused and those still incarcerated, and in many cases likely wrongly accused of any offense regarding their presence at, near, or in the Capitol building on January 6th. First, I must note bald-faced lies spread about me. I had nothing to do with the events at the Capitol that day. I was not in Washington. I encouraged anyone who would listen, and many who did not, to leave Washington, to stay out of Washington, and not participate in any way. January 6th was too late for people to show their disgust in Washington, D.C., with the obvious fraud in the past election. election. I fully expected a false flag operation created by someone on the left. It was a trap for Trump supporters. I have never encouraged violence. I abhor it. Anyone who accuses me with having blood on my hands or otherwise having any role in January 6th is lying and defaming me. Second, those who actually broke into the Capitol, who destroyed property or stole property, who attacked an officer, should be held accountable. That said, so should all who burned buildings, looted, rioted, assaulted police, and took over parts of cities, beat people, and committed countless other atrocities much of the last year of the Trump administration. Unfortunately, with the help of Kamala Harris and other now obvious communists, most of those who destroyed our cities and hundreds of millions of dollars of property and livelihoods of others were released upon booking. Ironically, Mr. Biden trespassed on the Capitol when he was 21. He was arrested and released. Even more ironically, I can remember being able to walk freely in and out of the Capitol and to watch important votes and proceedings from the gallery. After all, it is, quote, the people's house. Now at least 80 people are still in custody in D.C. They and more than 400 others were hunted down by massive displays of law enforcement and arrested at gunpoint in front of their families and jailed by whatever the government says they did at the Capitol. Of the hundreds now who have been arrested, many were held for days without being allowed to shower, speak to a lawyer or anyone, and many more have been held in solitary confinement for days, weeks, and now months. They are our fellow citizens entitled to a defense and humane treatment, yet they have been treated worse than international terrorists and illegal aliens. Previously, the ACLU and the UN have said solitary confinement is torture. It can drive a sane man insane in 24 hours. Yet this is how our government is now treating people who succumb to an operation we now know was created, incited, and staffed by our FBI. The January 6th defendants have been abused to shut them up, to teach everyone a lesson, to demonstrate and the consolidation of the evil and power now apparent in our government. Those still in custody are being held and abused to coerce them into pleading guilty to crimes they may not have committed, and to avoid the exposure the government has of its own misconduct in creating and deciding the event. I just learned last week, Sidney Powell continues, that now those held are not being allowed to shave, get a haircut, or clip their finger or toenails unless they submit to the COVID vaccine, which by the CDC's own numbers has killed tens of thousands of people and caused hundreds of thousands of others to develop numerous problems. That is not constitutional in the country I grew up in. It is not constitutional now. Americans are facing the unprecedented consolidation of power in the hands of totalitarian globalists, corrupt dictators throughout our government institutions. This republic, she finishes up, was divined by God.
All right, I think we lost Kurt Crosby.
We
there you go.
Sorry
Repeat
about
the
that.
Last sentence, Kurt.
This republic was divined by God. We have unalienable individual rights endowed by him. The government is lying to us at every turn, and it's using the media to push its lies. God loves truth, and he hates deceit. We must return to God and work to restore truth, justice, and righteousness with all that we do. We must stand together, make our voices heard civilly, and advocate for all that we know is right. There is nothing right about the way our fellow citizens, even some who overstep their bounds, are being treated in federal confinement in Washington, D.C. Defending the Republic will work to correct this injustice on behalf of all of us. Hold fast. Signed, Sidney.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. I hope I can go to the symposium and I can help break the truth. And I sure pray that Mike Lindell is accurate on his hopes and proposals. And I sure hope we can get the truth out. I have no doubt about that. I am not the enemy of any of these people. By the way, Lynn Wood, pro-Trump lawyer, risks being disciplined for sharing court hearing video on Telegram. But Lynn Wood tells the judge that he can't be sanctioned because he never broadcast video against court rules, Detroit Free Press. I pray Lynn Wood is protected from enemy judges as well. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. God save the Republic. Thanks, everybody.